Ramsey TV.
The first thing I need you to know this morning is that lobsters are the biggest marketing sham, the biggest marketing victory, really, in the history of humanity. I don't know who did this, but a bunch of people convinced a bunch of other people, it might have been a few people that convinced a bunch of other people that roaches that lived on the bottom of the sea were a delicacy. Yeah, sea roaches, basically sea insects, and a small cabal probably decided that these sea insects were a delicacy. And instead of charging like 10 cents for them, which is what they're worth, they decided to charge, you know, $50 an ounce for them and serve them as a delicacy. And now you have people in restaurants saying, "Oh, I ordered the lobster. What do you think of me? What do you think of me? I ordered the lobster." And then they take the ass of the lobster, otherwise known as a lobster tail, and they double the charge for that. This is Martin Zender, and we are in a world that markets basically shit to people who will readily buy it up. Stephen Laycock had a great quote. I don't even know who this guy is, but I attributed it to him because he said it. He said, "Advertising is the art of arresting the intelligence long enough to get money from it." Another great advertising ploy, the greatest of our age, will be seen as, well, Christianity is one of them. That's a whole other topic. The virus, of course, it took this average, ordinary, basically cold virus, flu virus, and they made it into a superstar. Yeah, they pulled this thing from the bottom of the sea, and they put it on a marquee, and they advertise it as the scariest thing ever. This is the scariest thing ever, and everybody believed them. I think that while people were believing in it, they should have been eating lobster and believing in this, that this virus is the greatest threat to humanity. But the advertising, again, remember, advertising, according to Stephen Laycock, is the art of arresting the intelligence long enough to get money from it. And in the case of the virus thing, I don't even want to pronounce it because I hate it, is arresting the intelligence long enough to take all your money and to crash the economy and to make you stupid and to make you wear masks everywhere, even while you're bicycling by yourself on a sidewalk. Yeah, that's the power of advertising. Only this time, the greatest ad man, quote ad man, is Satan. Yeah. Satan has done this through humanity, just like he screwed up the whole world by using stupid human beings whose passion is thinking highly of themselves via mass religious indoctrination. Along that line, I'd like to read you a passage from 2 Thessalonians Chapter 2. I've read this before, but in the light of lobster and in light of the sea virus, this takes on a whole new meaning. And God is behind all of this. That's the comfort. I appreciated all your comments yesterday. Many of you were comforted by what I said yesterday. What did I say yesterday? Say again. Oh, yeah, it's a simple truth, really, that we're complete in Christ. Yeah, that's a great truth. You can't say it often enough because people, even we believers, are feeling like we're not worthy and, oh, I could be a better person. Well, you probably could, but that's not the point. The point is that you are now complete as you stand. So that's a great truth, but also that God, through Christ, decimated the kingdom of Satan. Decimated it. To the point that now all Satan is a liar. He can't do anything. He can't do anything in a frontal attack to destroy you. He can only destroy you via lies. But the big comfort I bring you today is that God is in charge of all this. God has decided that this would be a good way to go to, as we look at the field, separate people who eat up lies like Pac-Man. Remember Pac-Man? Eats up lies. This is the Christian version of Pac-Man. They just eat up lies. To separate the field from those who eat up lies and those who love the truth. This shows you how relative the truth is. God is doing all this, but in this passage I'm about to read you, it's presented as though, you know, the people are doing it. But God is setting it all up. Let me just read the passage. You'll see what I'm talking about. Paul's talking about the man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And, of course, the man of lawlessness, his thing will be deception. Paul says, starting in verse 8, then will be unveiled the lawless one whom the Lord will dispatch with the spirit of his mouth and will discard by the advent of his presence, whose presence, the lawless one, is in accord with the operation of Satan. That's the relative, the operation of Satan. But Satan is a deceiver. So Satan, probably Satan is the one who made people think lobster was a delicacy instead of an insect, instead of a giant roach. Satan did that. That's in accord with the operation of Satan because it's a big lie. Satan is responsible for a common cold virus to cause normally fairly intelligent people to destroy their own economies and to wear masks everywhere. Back to the man of lawlessness. The Lord will discard him with the advent of his presence, but his presence is in accord with the operation of Satan with all power, signs, and false miracles. The fact that anyone would spend $50 for lobster, that's a false miracle. It's a false miracle. The fact that people would wreck an economy because of a common cold virus, that's a false miracle. With every seduction of injustice among those who are perishing, that is, dying for the eon. There are people who are not going to have aeonian life. Why? Because they're not bright. You could say, it's God doing this. Yes, but let me put it another way. It's not that they're not bright. Cancel that. It's that they love deception. They love lies. They go, and this all stems from loving mainstream, loving the prevailing wind, loving what everyone else is doing. This is the whole thing with the masks. You look around, you want to do what everyone else is doing. There's a common nightmare I hear from people. Have you ever had this nightmare where the nightmare is you're back in school and everybody's supposed to bring in something, like you're supposed to bring in a duck for your school project, and everyone has a duck except you. You don't have a duck. Everybody's got their ducks. You don't have a duck. And it's a nightmare that you're the only one in the school that doesn't have a certain thing. Or you show up without your pants on. Sometimes I go outside and I'm wearing my running shorts, but they're very light. And I have to look down to see, am I wearing any shorts? If I possibly gone outside not wearing anything from the waist down? And so you have to be careful. But this is a nightmare that you're the only one not doing something. So this is built into humanity to feel shame and to be shamed by the majority. And to not want to go your own way, to not want to do your own thing, to not want to march to the beat of a different drummer. So Satan, of course, feeds on this. And this is the whole attraction of Christianity. You don't want to look different. It's the whole attraction of lobsters. Nobody wants to say that lobsters are just roaches from the sea. At least you have to acknowledge it, see? It comes back to the emperor's new clothes, only the little kid, the audacious kid who didn't know that he had to conform to everyone else, said, you know, the emperor has no clothes. But those who are perishing because they do not receive the love of the truth. You see, the absolute is tapped into here. They do not receive the love of the truth. Paul says in another place, is it 2 Corinthians 4:7, what you have that you have not obtained, that is, that you have not gotten. You can't initiate the getting of anything on your own. You have to get it from God. We're passive in that way. So they did not receive the love of the truth. Is it their fault? No. So the absolute is tapped into, but the relative is the main theme here, is that people who do not receive a love for the truth don't have a love for the truth. Therefore, they will eat up any lie that comes down the pike. And because they don't have a love for the truth, this keeps going from the absolute to the relative. Therefore, God will be sending them an operation of deception. God sends the operation of deception. This is my overarching point. That God is the one who sends it. But I thought we just said that this was in accord with the operation of Satan. It is. That's the relative viewpoint. The absolute viewpoint is that God has sent it, and he's administering it on the earth, this deception, through Satan. He doesn't do it directly. He works through an intermediary. So that the little babies who don't know that God works through an intermediary will throw sticks and stones at Satan. But it's really God doing it. And therefore, God will be sending them an operation of deception for them to believe the falsehood. Why? That all may be judged, we're going back to Romans chapter 9, who do not believe the truth, but delight in injustice. And today, God is doing this on a vast, vast scale. He also did it in the days of Noah. He did it in the days of Christ, in the days of the apostles. He sends, continuously saturates the earth with operations of deception so that people will believe the lie. Why do they believe the lie? Because their default setting is to believe lies. Why? Because the human default setting is to go with the flow, to do what everyone else is doing, and the common human nightmare is to show up at class without your duck. And so it is a miracle. Think of this now. It is a miracle then, isn't it? With all this working against the human race, and this is, again, the default setting of everyone, if the miracle is that God has chosen you out of this mass of deception, and he has given you the truth, just as he is the one who imposes lies, sends lies in the earth, so that the majority of the human race, which wants to believe lies anyway, because God made them that way, they'll eat it up. So seeing as God is doing all of this, and that it is an actual miracle from God that all these deceptions come on the scene, it is a converse miracle that you believe the truth, that God has pulled you out from the mass deception, from the torrents of human beings going over the cliff, the torrent of lemmings going over the cliff into aeonian perishing. God has pulled you out from that mass and has given you truth. And again, I quote Paul, what do you have that you didn't obtain? We obtained this. And that is what makes us different. And so this morning, I just want you to thank God for that, for God's activity, his action in your life, because apart from that, you would never have it. Amen?